Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
When they kick at your front door, how you gonna come? Put your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun. When the law break in.
All right, welcome back to it. Thursday here on the program. Diderul Sardar, I guess that's the way you would say his name, a valet supervisor at the General Motors Tech Center in Warren. Things went from okay to bad to okay again, apparently. Sardar apparently saving the life of a GM employee who was being stabbed by her daughter. He was fired originally for using a legally concealed firearm, but it was in violation of company policy to break up that attack. He was later rehired, and now he's going to receive an honor for heroism from the mayor of Warren, Jim Fouts. Well, that's coming full circle. Our good friend Rick Echter from the National Rifle Association, credentialed firearms trainer, back on the program. He is from Detroit. Rick, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you. I was going to talk a little bit about CPL arrests of license holders going up, but this guy that, you know, he was fired, then he was rehired, and now he's going to get a metal pinned to his chest, as he should, for being a legal concealed weapons permit carrier that saved a life.
You know, I don't want to argue against the position that you're taking, you know, because he was acting as a good Samaritan, and we don't have a good Samaritan law that forces a person in duress and under attack to come to the aid of another person, and I don't believe that we should get one either, but the fact that he, you know, was prepared and willing and able to come to that lady's aid, it was a great thing to see. It's just unfortunate that we had to go through the highs and the lows of this story to, you know, flesh out some of the details. Like GM does not want guns under any circumstances on the premises.
Yeah, they fired him first, and then they realized that was a really bad PR move, and then they brought him back, and now the mayor of Warren's going to give him a medal for his actions, which makes sense. Now, I saw this really one-sided article, and you can imagine I saw it on MLive from our very left-of-center friends at MLive, talking about how the number of arrests of CPL carriers has skyrocketed. Those that have concealed pistol license, the number of arrests have skyrocketed. Of course, they didn't say arrest for what. They gave absolutely no statistics. As far as I know, they're being arrested for jaywalking. They had no specifics whatsoever. But I think they found a way to correlate anybody that gets arrested to see if they have a CPL now, and they say, well, they're skyrocketing. It didn't mean anything. Did you read the article?
No, yeah. As a matter of fact, I was even quoted in the article. But one of the interesting things is that they don't understand how math and proportions work. You know, for whatever reason, you know, there's going to be a segment of the population of the CPL holders who are going to have a violation of some sort, and currently is less than one half of 1%, okay? And so, obviously, if we have a record number of CPL holders now, you know, we've just eclipsed the 500,000 mark, we're going to have, you know, a record number of violators, but that proportion comes in at less than one half of 1%. We are more law-abiding as a group of people than even law enforcement. So, yeah, it was a cheap dig at CPL holders, but
if you see that one part in the article,
you realize what the real focus or the intent of what we call the hit piece was. They mentioned that this high number of violators of CPL holders who are arrested happened right after we repealed the county gun boards, and that now there's legislation that's been introduced to go to constitutional carry. So obviously the unspoken conclusion is that no way in the world should we go to constitutional carry, that is to have people carry firearms without a required license, because
they have
so
the
many
right
of us that are misbehaving right now.
Right, you know, which is exactly right. And make no mistake, MLive, based in Ann Arbor, and the Ann Arbor News, like when the whole discussion about carrying a concealed weapon in schools came up, they did several hit pieces on gun owners and CPL and concealed carry in defense of their gun-free zones, because gun-free zones have proven to be such a such a wonderful thing around this country. So they have to defend gun-free zones, which is where the criminals usually go wild. But okay, so what do you think about constitutional carry then, Rick? Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think that people should still be trained by experts like yourself? What is your take?
Well, my take is that carrying a firearm, you know, keeping and bearing a firearm is a constitutional right. There should not be a license required to exercise a right. You know, some people like to compare it to the good old driver's licenses, which even the document what every driver should know will tell you that driving a vehicle is not a right. What we will find is that in states that have gone to constitutional carry, it has actually introduced more people to firearms, and a record number of people have actually gone on to seek on training. So actually, the unintended consequence is that more people will seek out training, and I'm 100% in favor of it.
Well, absolutely, and I think that I actually think that the more training we can get, the better, but I don't think that you should have to, you know, at some point you can't require people to do certain things. If you have a constitution, we don't send people to speech classes to exercise their freedom of speech. I mean, maybe that's not a fair comparison, but you understand my point.
Oh, I totally understand it. And the thing is, you know, if you're ostracized for, you know, your speech or your speaking ability, maybe you'll go get some training and get better at it.
There you go. Rick, always a pleasure. I greatly enjoy having you around. If people wanted to find you to take a class from you, where do they go?
I'd send them directly to DetroitCCW.com, which is our main flagship website. And check out everything that we have to offer. And if you're ready, we're ready, and we're eager to sign you up and to get you trained.
There you have it, DetroitCCW.com. You can take it from Rick Hector, a good friend of the program. Rick, have a great Thursday.
All right, you too. Thank you very much.
There you have it, Rick Hector, National Rifle Association credentialed firearms trainer and a good guy. Yeah, he's just one of those guys, just like, you know, if things were tight, he's a guy that'd want standing next to me, that's for sure. It's Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.